Hi there. The word for you today is settle your disagreement. In Philippians 4 verse 2, Paul writes, please, settle your disagreement. Euodia and Syphene were two women who worked hand in hand with the Apostle Paul in building the New Testament church. Yet sadly, the only mention of them in the Bible is that they couldn't get along with each other. And that's not good. Because God's blessing is predicated upon our willingness to forgive and to love one another. Jesus said in Mark 11 verse 24, and I quote, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Now let's read on. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. What does that verse mean? Simply this, you can't pray effectively. You can't get results if you're holding anything against anyone. Even if the other person is wrong, let God use you as a paramedic of his mercy. Tell that person you want to see the relationship healed. Apologize and be reconciled. It may take you more than a U-turn to make up the distance between you. But you know what? Each step you take on the road of reconciliation will make it shorter, and if you stay on course, you'll get to where you ought to be on time. Don't argue over who did what to whom. Come on, be bigger than that. Show grace. You've been asking God to restore things. Well, this is part of it. Yes, your ego will rebel. And the truth is, if you let it, fear of rejection will stop you dead in your tracks. But do it anyway and see what happens. Remember, when you forgive someone, you position yourself beyond condemnation. And at that point, God can bless you. Question, can you afford to live without God's blessing?